It's been a remarkable 24 hours in the case of sexual harassment allegations against Delaware County Congressman Pat Meehan. Meehan acknowledges that he approved a taxpayer-funded payment to a young woman on his staff last year who filed a complaint against him. And Meehan is now seeking to convince the public that he's done nothing wrong by giving interviews to reporters, including our own Dave Davies, who joins me now. Dave, starting off, what did the woman accuse the congressman of doing?
Well, her complaint, which was filed last year, accused Congressman Meehan of romantic overtures in a conversation and a handwritten letter. And then she said he became hostile when she didn't reciprocate his affections. There was lawyers were brought on. There were negotiations, a payment, and a confidentiality agreement to settle the matter.
Interesting strategy the congressman has taken to granting interviews to tell his side of the story. And you spoke to him yesterday. What did he have to say?
Dave, I have to tell you, this may be the most awkward interview I've ever done. He said he had deep affection for this woman, but insisted that he never made a romantic overture. I've posted the entire conversation on my blog at whyy.org because I think it's interesting to hear his comments in their full context. But just to give you a bit of a sense of how he explained things, let's listen to this segment.
I've been upfront with the idea that while we worked together, there was a growing affection that I wanted to make sure that I struggled with, to make sure that I would never cross that line. I believe that I was invited to be able to communicate about that.
Right. So he says he had these feelings of affection. The word soulmate was used in some interviews. He said they were more like kindred spirits. And he says she welcomed this kind of conversation, and he insists that he always made it clear he was happily married and had no interest in a physical relationship. That's thus his reference to not crossing the line. He also, Dave, provided copies of the handwritten letter that he sent to her, and you can see that on whyy.org. He also provided some text messages. As a whole, they show a friendly, if not romantic, relationship between the two. He did admit to me when in the conversation that it was emotionally difficult for him when this woman entered into a serious relationship with another man.
Now, Dave, if he thinks he didn't do anything wrong, how does he explain her filing a sexual harassment complaint?
Well, exactly. And I asked him that question, and he didn't have much of an answer. He said he was extremely disappointed. You know, we're really not hearing the whole story here, obviously. The complainant in this case is protecting her privacy. I've spoken to her attorney. She says she is not going to answer Mr. Meehan's charges, but she will cooperate with a House Ethics Committee investigation, which is underway.
Dave, what's the reaction from voters in his district?
Well, we sent Avi Wolfman-Arendt out to the heart of the district in media today, and here's what he got from a couple of folks.
I was honestly shocked. Don't know why I was shocked, because a politician's a politician, but I was shocked.
I am opposed to him continuing in Congress. I feel that he needs to release himself from this office and pay the consequences.
That was Joan Smith and Bridget Hertler, who were on the streets of Media, Pennsylvania today. The interesting thing is that three out of every four people Avi spoke to were not even aware of these allegations, so it's going to take a while to sink in.
Were Meehan's colleagues and Republican leaders similarly shocked?
This is interesting. You know, most of them aren't saying very much. Brian Fitzpatrick, the congressman in Bucks County, issued a statement in which he said he believes that there should be a thorough investigation and that Congressman Meehan should repay taxpayers the money paid to settle the matter. What I'm hearing privately is that leaders don't think that he is going to be able to readily weather this storm, because the fact is there was a complaint, there was a settlement, it involved money and a confidentiality agreement negotiated by lawyers, and whatever he says, it's very hard to get around that. This is how Chris Borick of Muhlenberg College put it.
There's not a lot of precedent I see for individuals in his situation being able to make an argument all the way to the point that voters might give you a pass.
So he'll make his case, and we'll see. There is, of course, one other scenario here, Dave. You know, the state Supreme Court on Monday found the Pennsylvania congressional districts unconstitutionally gerrymandered and ordered the legislature to redraw them. One could imagine a scenario in which Republicans in the legislature say, well, we need to have a more Democratic-friendly district. How about we make that Mr. Meehan, since he's kind of a wounded member of the herd anyway, and preserve other Republican incumbents? I don't know if that's going to happen, but I do know that Republican leaders are at least discussing that possibility.
Thanks, Dave.
Thank you.
WHYY senior reporter Dave Davies on Newsworks Tonight.